Why a single income source is fragile. Most employees rely on one salary. It seems stable but hides a fatal assumption: the salary will continue. If the industry shrinks, layoffs come, or health fails, cash flow drops to zero fast while fixed expenses do not. The fragility is not about income level but lack of redundancy. A high earner with one pipe is often less resilient than an ordinary earner with two. Risk is not a probability game. It is whether you have a second buffer when the low probability event hits. A deeper problem is opportunity cost. When all energy is tied to one salary, you lose room to experiment, accumulate assets, and build a second curve. Time gets locked and switching cost rises exponentially. By the time you want to change, you dare not. Diversifying income structure means replacing single-point dependence with network support. It is not encouraging side hustle anxiety but adding a backup engine at controllable cost. The three layers of income structure. The first layer is active income, money exchanged directly for time and skill, salary, part-time, consulting. It converts instantly but its ceiling is limited by available time, essentially selling time. The second is passive income, cash flow from one investment recovered long-term, interest, rent, royalties, digital products. It needs accumulation up front but later generates returns without your real-time labor, the core of resilience. The third is portfolio income, packaging skills into reusable products, courses, templates, tools, communities. Between active and passive, it uses professional barriers yet breaks the one-time limit of selling time. The three are progressive, not substitutive. Most start with only layer one. The goal is to grow layers two and three while stabilizing the first. Wrong order backfires. Active income, deepen and widen the main job. Diversification is not scattering immediately. The steadiest first step is deepening current active income, raising irreplaceability per unit time so the main pipe is thicker and harder to cut. Raises, promotions, core projects extend this line. Widening means expanding the skill radius so the same time serves more scenarios, like a programmer also doing technical writing. Width matters because when one niche shrinks, you still have other supports. Beware fake depth. Repeating low-value routine does not build barriers. What truly deepens active income is transferable methodology and scarce judgment, the moat others cannot replace. Before active income is stable, do not overweight passive income. Main job cash flow is the ammunition for all trials. Insufficient ammunition plus all inside hustle often fails both. Passive income, let money and time work for you. The first bucket of passive income comes from savings rate. Without investable principal, passive income is empty talk. Steadily saving part of active income lays the foundation. The earlier you start, the earlier compounding stands by you. Three common passive entries: interest from low-risk wealth, rentable physical space, content royalties. Different thresholds but same trait: upfront input, later recovery independent of your presence. Content assets deserve emphasis. An article, a course, a template can bring tiny but stable cash flow long after publishing, ing professional knowledge into replicable products. The friendliest passive start for ordinary people. Passive income is easily mythologized or doubted. Its real value is not immediate financial freedom but a bottom cash flow not dependent on attendance, giving composure when the main job fluctuates. Portfolio income, the third curve of skill productization. It packages existing ability into standardized products others pay for, without zero-to-one entrepreneurship, just a productization conversion on current expertise. Consulting to course, experience to checklist, process to template. Unlike side hustle, portfolio income emphasizes reusability. A polished product sells many times, marginal cost near zero, unlocking unit time value beyond linear lock and amplifying. With sales, the key to breaking active income ceiling. The difficulty is user perspective. What you think useful, users may not pay. Whether portfolio income holds must be validated by real payment, not self-feeling. Sell small first, then iterate, steadier than building a big weapon behind closed doors. The third curve most fears greed. Start from the smallest slice you master most. Far more realistic than a large platform. Expand to series after a small product runs. Professional analysis, resilience data of diversified earners. Labor market research shows a clear negative correlation between number of income sources and unemployment recovery period. Tracking of freelancers and diversified groups shows those with two or more pipes return to stable cash flow significantly faster after job loss. A useful framework is the income concentration coefficient, the share of the largest single source in total income. Above 80% means high fragility, below 50% means basic redundancy. This indicator explains resilience better than total income because it exposes structural single points. Comparing two groups shows the difference. Salary-only dependents in industry downturns often accept large pay cuts or long vacancies. Diversified earners can tilt energy to still growing pipes, smoothing overall fluctuation and avoiding forced low-point decisions. Three actionable metrics: number of sources at least two, largest source share target below 60%, passive plus portfolio share long-term target 20-40%. Record quarterly to see whether the income network densifies or frays. Four steps to build diversified income. Step 1: inventory, list all income items, compute largest source share, clarify single point or network. No measurement, no improvement. Step 2: reinforce active income, build transferable moat so layer 1 is thick enough, only then open layer 2 without ANX.